week I'm going to have Frankie, the mustache of Medford, doing the mammalettes and just freak everybody out.
Or not. It's the mustache of Medford.
It's the mustache. It's either mammalettes or a car wash with his mustache.
He's spinning the big wheel, mammalette or car wash.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of wheel, we got to get to that later. Thank you, gentlemen. Mike Bessler.
All right, boys.
Thank you.
Frank. All right, take care.
Hey, keep us posted what you guys are doing.
Yes, definitely. You guys have my Facebook and email address and my phone number, so definitely let me know. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice. Chet, and then not in the number 19 yet, or is he...
No, he's doing something else.
He's
freelancing.
Freelancing.
With his mustache.
With his mustache. He's, you know, they're getting ready for Mustache Wars, which is the new show that's going to be taking place on your basic cable channels.
Mm.
Not good enough for pay yet. The number 54 is Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon, Christina Papaladou, I'm at the Fonzarelli, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, sorry about that, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termarsh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Grace Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, and of course their beautiful offspring, Tina Marie, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, the lovely and talented Colleen, thanks for liking us, Amy Giamacro Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, and of course, Kim Brandt, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Castley, our good friend who should we say anything? Carla Barreto?
Yes.
Who we'll be seeing shortly?
Yes, we hope so.
Eric Wilson, Pam, has anybody seen The Bridge? Bridge. And Joe, and riddle me this. Riddle. The okay. Riddler.
All right.
And we're 3:03.
3:03 in the afternoon. Well, thank you very much, Christopher, for those shout outs. It's 66 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. And you are listening to the Giddy Up, obviously, and I'm not sure what happened, but all right.
We were hijacked by clowns.
We'll talk about the clowns shortly enough, and I don't know. I just maybe some normalcy next week, you know, would be good for us.
Yes, yes.
Although it's never normal, but I'm just saying.
Well, we'll be back to the... Actually, from now on, we should be back to the abnormal normalcy that you're used to with your good friend and Uncle Polly.
All right. We're going
to... coming to babysit you tonight.
We're going to play a song. We're going to come back with some silly news and hopefully the weekend weather with our buddy Breeze. And why don't you take us out, Christopher, and let's regroup.
Yeah, you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Reform Radio.
Be right back. We'll be right back.
forever.
Never seeing no
Yeah, that's right. Don't leave me tongue-tied. As our students were. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm spinning the wheel a little too. I'm a little excited because. Anyways, don't leave me tongue-tied as our. That's all right. It's training. That's why it's called training. And everybody was a little tongue-tied. And welcome back to the professional now. No way. I've never been a professional in anything except maybe masturbation or something. Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls.
How much did you make?
That's the problem. Didn't make anything. You know, the only thing I was professional at.
All they be. B stands for bukkake.
Oh,
any of our Japanese friends out there.
Anyways, 3:17 in the afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in this beautiful state of Medford, Boston. It is 67 degrees.
It's lovely.
Wow, it's a scotcha. It's a scotcha.
67? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a beautiful day.
Well, you know, it's beautiful. And this weekend, there should be a couple, well, at least tomorrow's going to be beautiful. I know that. Anyways, I'll get to the weather after. We're running behind schedule. Next week, we'll be back on schedule for our whole two-hour show. And we have some surprises next week, which are good surprises, and I cannot wait for that.
You mean not like a clown standing in front of your bed?
Well, if you want to get to that. Anyways, why don't you take it away with a little silly news since you... Oh, wait a minute. You want to do... Let's
how about spin this? The wheel first. I'm not
let's,
sure...
Let's spin the wheel. All right, let's spin the wheel.
Come on, let's take it over the Giddy Up.
What are you... What is going on?
Find and fix grammar.
Hey, what's up, Polly?
What is going on?
All right, you damn trainees, now get out of the building. Yes, sons of a guns.
What is going on?
That's those kids who came
in. Everything is haunted.
Also helps you improve word choice and style.
Oh.
Making your writing clear and compelling all the time.
Oh, my.
Best of all, it's free.
All right, enough
better
of that.
Writing, better results.
Oh, Lord.
Click on the button to download Grammarly now.
Are you kidding me?
What the blank is going on?
I apologize.
Oh, my. Hey, if you forgot what we played earlier.
I am beside myself.
Well, I'm actually across from you, so yes, you are beside yourself.
I cannot believe it. Can we do this? Oh, my good Lord.
Wow.
I apologize for that outburst.
Yeah.
I've had a rough week. There's too many clowns. That was the clown rendition of the Giddy Up.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Let's try this once again.
Look,
shall we?
I'm not saying anything here, but I think we are being held captive by clowns.
Wow. All right. Everything will be back to normal or our normal next week. And the wheel has landed on... Oh. 87. Yes, 1987. Not 1887, because I didn't really have any publicized music back then.
Actually, is Alexander's Ragtime Band was number one in 1987.
Okay, so... Anyways,
that was the only song.
So, Christopher will be back with his top 10, 20, whatever he may have for...
what year again?
87.
19 or 18?
It's 1987.
Why did you say 18?
Why don't you surprise everybody?
I'm confused.
And do 2087.
You suck, Brant. You suck.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. Want to get to some silly news while we can?
Yeah, you know, it'd be really fun, too.
Poor Breeze. I'm sure he's been trying to call in, but these phone lines suck. Because nobody can understand which phone line is which.
We should really, if we could find some. I know this stuff
I can understand
around.
If there was numbers showing up in front of them, but there is not.
If we could do this, I know this. It exists. Pictures of me and you from 1987.
Well, I'm sure we could.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was a 120 degree day. I would wear a leather jacket with fringes.
Your Bon Jovi leather jacket, the white one.
No, he got it from me.
Oh, okay. With your hair down your butt. Okay, Chris, why don't you take it away? Give us some silly news while we have time. Because we're running out of time.
We are. Maybe we should do a show at 4 o'clock. We'll barricade the door. All right, so I think we're all aware of what is going on in the Atlantic Ocean right now. And it's Hurricane Matthew.
Yes.
Which is bearing down on Florida. So officials in Florida, they want the residents of the Sunshine State to stop, collaborate, and listen to local officials and not Vanilla Ice. The 1990 rap sensation posted an image of Hurricane Matthew's path on Twitter on Thursday, writing, "This hurricane is serious and coming right at me. I'm going to ride out the storm. I'll keep you updated." Officials promptly replied, "Don't follow his direction.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of Dodge. Evacuate."
Mm-hmm.
So, Vanilla Ice has made many mistakes in his career. And, don't do what he does and don't do what he say.
Yeah, well, that's one that I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. That's Vanilla Ice, who saw his career has gone great guns.
And no, I'm not
going to
play Ice Baby because... Yeah. He's a jackass.
Yeah. We don't care for the Iceman. Mm-hmm. Except if it's George Gervin. For all you old school basketball fans. All right, so getting on to some more news. Of course, in the state of Florida, which is really, you know, the foreskin of America.
Taking a hit. You ain't kidding.
Well, on Florida, a man is jailed on domestic battery charges after slapping his girlfriend in the face with a sex toy, according to local police.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, Micah Norman, 34, was arrested Saturday evening following a confrontation with his living girlfriend at a residence in Madeira Beach, a city west of St. Petersburg. So the criminal complaint alleges that Norman and the 29-year-old victim were arguing around 10:20 p.m. when Norman grabbed the woman and shook her. He struck the victim in the face with a sex toy, a sheriff's deputy reported. Folks, law enforcement have bigger fish to fry than you losers. Keep it down. Seen it? A picture of our good friend Norman that you can actually Google and find on the smoking gun. He's, he should be slapping
women. He's a
looker. He should be thankful for what he's getting here. Norman was charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked into the county jail. A victim has ordered him to have no contact with the victim or her dildo.
He can't have any contact with her dildo.
Norman, who's being...
I'd like to hear them say that in court.
Oh, there's here, Mr. Norman. You cannot have no contact with the victim, no hair dildo.
He said dildo in question. I like to see the dildo on the stand.
Court stenographer, can you read back what the judge just said? He said you cannot have contact with the dildo. Thank you, Mabel.
Mabel.
She's the court stenographer,
of course
by the way.
She is.
Yeah. Norman, who is being held in...
How about
in-
the court artist? They put a, like,
he's
a little...
Sketchy.
What do they call those? The wigs?
He's even sketching it out.
And in honor of Frankie, I'm going to put the mustache on it.
Oh, boy. So this Mr. Norman is being held in lieu of $200 in bail in lieu of $200. I'm sure he can go through his couch and maybe find a tenth of that, has prior arrest for drunk driving, disorderly intoxication, battery on a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest. What a peach this man is. And, of course, he resides in Florida. And next, very timely news.
Sorry for that outburst.
As you know, the Giddy Up has our own investigative unit where, you know, we break stories. And if you go back to late July, early August, we started breaking the clown stories. And since then, the these clown sightings have become an epidemic. And they're not only...
It's no, you know...
Laughing
our doing. No, it's... It's not on our doing.
No, but we report the news. We don't make it.
That's
so,
right.
So basically, you know, we...
News makes itself.
We were on top of this. We told you about it. We warned you. We told you to be prepared with crucifixes and holy water and whatnot. Oh, that's vampires, not clowns.
But
sorry.
Nobody listens to us.
Nobody does. And look what's happening. So a 12-year-old girl from New Jersey was arrested last night for a killer clown hoax. Launched from the Instagram account, Killer Clown from NJ, NJ being New Jersey. The student, whose name is not released by officers, appeared to be the youngest person to date collared for making clown-related threats. In the Instagram post, the girl made an unspecified threat to a public school in Toms River, New Jersey. According to police, Killer Clown from New Jersey warned of visiting the middle school tomorrow morning, which would have been Thursday. The poster also added a series of emojis implying violence, cops added. Hey, we got a call coming in.
Do we?
Yeah. Breaking weather.
Of course, it's not on any of these on my board.
Yeah. So, investigators concluded the ill-conceived hoax posted no credible threat to students. The Instagram post was tracked back to the girl by cybercrime investigators who arrested the child on third-degree counts of causing false public alarm. The student is also facing disciplinary action leveled by the school, and her parents are reporting no dessert. And that's what it is in the news.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Chris.
It's all right.
It is just ridiculous here. I apologize for that.
So please, hey, if you are calling in, can you do us a favor? Can you try calling in at 781-350-3264 as the old number does not work? Unfortunately, on the MFO app, it still rings to the old number.
Yeah. It's ringing, but I can't pull it up for some reason.
That's what she said.
There's 18 phone numbers on here.
And the other thing, too, is if you are using the Skype... We are available at WMFO-DJ. So, once again, that's our handle on the Skypes. WMFO-DJ.
What a cluster F.
Yeah. So, Paulie, that's all the news you can use for today. And remember, keep safe from clowns and hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. And thank you.
And Floridians with sex objects.
All right. Let me try to work this out. So, Breeze has been trying to call, but none of these phone... are lighting up here on the board. So I don't know who the genius was that programmed these.
Hey, but, Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Anyways. So, you know what? I was going to do this silly top 10 clowns. I might as well do it while we're on the clown thing, right?
Yes.
All right, well.
While we're clowning around. Where does Clarabelle rank?
All right, so I'm going to give you my top 10 clowns. You guys... What? All right. So, top 10 clowns. Pauly B's version. Coming in at number 10 was... Willie Whistle. Willie Whistle. Remember old Willie? Yes, pedophile. Number 9, the clown from Happy Gilmore at the miniature golf course. Can't forget him. Number 8, Eric the clown from Seinfeld. I'm sure any Seinfeld fans would know who Eric was.
Do you remember the actor?
The actor?
Jon Favreau was Eric the clown.
I didn't get that in depth.
Director of Iron Man, star of Swingers.
All right, well, there you go. Some useless information.
A very unfamous time jump Favreau.
Number 7, Krusty the Clown.
Oh, Krusty.
From The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Not all clowns were evil, just so you know. Number 6, Twisty. Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story. He was very twisted. Yes. And number 5, the clown doll from The Poltergeist, remember?
Oh.
It pulled the kid under the bed.
We do remember.
All right. That's scary. I don't think he had a name. But they're all the clown, which always got to me, which I never understood.
Maybe they're all related.
The clown.
They have the same last name, the clown.
my circus music stopped. It's...
This is Henry's Hard Cherry Cola.
All right. Good for you, Henry. All right. Number 4, Homie the Clown.
Oh, Homie.
How can you miss Homie? Homie don't play that. Number 3, Ronald McDonald. You can't forget about Ronald.
No, you cannot.
All right. Number 2, Pennywise.
Oh.
From Stephen King's It. Probably the scariest clown in history.
Yep.
In history. And number 1, how could you not go Bozo the Clown?
Bozo
the Clown. Number 1. That's on my top 10 hit list.
I cannot dispute your top 10 list. Right. You are a clown aficionado.
Look who I work with.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right, boys and girls, thank you very much for giving me that top 10 time. And we're going to come up with 1987, right? On the wheel.
Shortly.
The musical wheel. And why don't you take us out, Chris?
You are listening to the Giddy Up. We have some breaking phone news.
Hold on. Let's try this. Let's try this once. WMFO, you're live on the air.
It's the breeze.
Well, it's about time. Which number did you call, brother? This board is... They reset the board. Everything is crazy. How you doing, pal?
Great, man. I did try calling.
I was changing all the... There's like 8 phone numbers now. I kept changing them, switching them around. And every time I switch one, you would call the other one. So what's going on, my brother? The breeze is back.
Today?
Hey, we're awesome. Where are you calling from? Where are you now?
I just got up from a nap.
Oh, man, that is awesome.
So he's on the toilet.
Yeah, I'm on the toilet.
How you doing, brother? What's going on?
Waste. I'm good, man. How are you guys today?
Okay. Awesome. Last day of training, so, onward and upward, as they say.
That's the way to go, brother.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Next week we'll have a kick-ass show. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
normal. Hopefully you'll be here every week to give us the what's going on for the weekend.
We have a 3-day this week.
That's right. Apple picking in the forecast.
No, Topsfield tomorrow.
Oh. Topsfield. Good luck with that traffic.
You know what's fun to do? Yeah. Take kids, a group of kids, to see the cows and take them for a hamburger. Show them the circle of life.
I'm taking a kid with me, that's for sure. I can't wait to be in that traffic. All for honey sticks.
Right?
All for honey sticks. Yes, all for honey sticks.
Hey, Joe.
Every year fighting that traffic for honey sticks.
Joe, I'm going to give you some advice. You want to see honey sticks? Pull off a little bit earlier in Danvers. She's dancing at the banana.
There you go.
You want to see honey sticks? Go to the banana.
Well, I can't afford them honey sticks.
Are you kidding? How much is parking at the... parking's free.
Parking is free.
Outrageous now, yeah.
Free parking at the banana.
Yeah, it just costs you a ton once you get in there.
Ah, yeah. Oh, that's your Billy Goat.
I could have put that on my tombstone. Yeah.
But it is Friday, and Honey Sticks is the favorite on 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you want to lose some of your money sticks, go see Honey Sticks.
Yeah, definitely. You guys ready for today's weather?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are.
Okay, this weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, high 70, low 53.
Nice. So that is a good apple picking day, Saturday.
Yes, it is. It's actually a beautiful day to have. And you know, I heard they're changing up with apple picking. A lot of them are now not going to let you pick them off trees. That's what I'm hearing.
What?
You know,
it's
yeah, they're cutting back on it. I guess they had a bad season.
Yeah, it was a dry summer. It's correct.
Yeah, they're trying to eliminate that. How do you eliminate that?
I don't know. Everybody
you go, you
plans.
Know?
Yeah. What, do you go to Stop and Shop and just buy a bag of apples?
Go to Stop and Shop. What's the difference at this point?
Yeah, that's not apple picking. That's apple buying.
It's not from the tree. You got to take it from the tree. That's the.
I agree.
That's the main reason, you know?
Are they all doing that?
I don't know. Like, I was just reading, like, last week because I was interested in going, and that they're trying to change it up because, like I said, they had a bad season. You know,
that's awful.
But back to the weather, though. Listen, it'll never be the same.
No, I know my neighbor shut me off when I was a kid from the crabapple tree that he used to have in his backyard. And I used to steal the crabapples
and then visit his daughter.
They don't make a good pie, though. All right, sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
All right, Sunday, your day, Paul. Not a fun day this Sunday.
It's not a fun day.
Well, it could be a fun day, not with the weather. Mostly, it's going to be mostly cloudy, a little bit of rain. Highs only 60.
Okay.
Low 45.
It's all right. It's football.
So you can cuddle.
It's football weather. All right. So you come over, we'll cuddle. We'll watch the Bills win and the Patriots lose.
I don't want to hear that again.
Oh my God. Insufferable.
So that's all that matters.
Insufferable.
You must have loved that one.
Are you going to give us?
Right,
oh, you ain't kidding, brother. Come on. You're on my Facebook. You've seen all my posts.
And believe it or not, Monday, we're back to sun again. High 60, low 48.
All right. So then it's just Sunday that's going to be the kind of.
That's fine.
I wouldn't even say washout. Just
for the Bills winning.
Yes.
That's fine. I'm just going to be
so
my,
I can just sit
my
in.
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. A little payback for your party, that's all.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
It's definitely going to rain in Buffalo.
Well, too bad they're in Los Angeles, which I'm sure the weather is going to be way better.
They say it never rains in sunny California.
Sure it is. Well, listen, you guys have a great weekend. Nice long weekend.
Yeah. Hey, Joe,
flip side.
Before you sign off, I just have a question for you. Maybe you can do this because it's football season. Can you map the weather to what beer we should be drinking on Sunday? Because I'm not going out.
Yeah, good point.
Think about it.
Well,
should we have a lager? Should we have a Weiss?
Believe it or not, with the rain and everything, I would say it would be more or less a shot weather. You know, a little bit of
shot. There you go.
There you go. What
some shots?
You definitely tell us what we should be drinking. Awesome.
Hey, no one's ever gone wrong with shots. Well,
definitely not.
No, a lot of good decisions were made.
And
by
the
shots.
Way, Joe, we got
something in the 800 proof.
I like it.
We got our favorite holiday coming up in a couple weeks, too, as well.
Oh, yeah.
A little Halloween.
I'll wait till you see what I'm going to dress up this year. Everyone's going to love that.
All right. Well, we'll give the Friday, because that's on a Monday this year.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So we'll give the Halloween report for Salem on the Friday before.
Yeah. So all when right. I do the things to do, I'm going to encourage people to drive to Salem. It's plenty of parking.
Yeah, right.
I never have trouble getting in. I always go in the back way. I don't even want to let my secret out, but I usually go in the back way. I'm usually in there 20 minutes.
Hey, wait, we're not talking about prom night.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much,
right,
and we'll hear from you next week.
All right, gentlemen. Have
all right,
a
pal.
Great weekend.
Joe,
you have
best.
A great
Thank
long
you.
Weekend, too, buddy.
You too.
Take care, pal.
All right, now.
All right. The Breeze. The one, the only, the legend, The Breeze. He brings the breeze in.
He does.
Every week. All right. 3:40 in the afternoon, Christopher. I'm going to take a quick break, play a song. It's a new song, by the way, which I love. It's a new Green Day song. And we'll come back and you can, we spun the wheel for 87. You can do your top 10 or, you know, we're running out of time. We're on the clock. as they say.
Oh, my God, we are.
All right, so.
I did a talk, too.
Take us out, Chris, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids. Hey, that was a new Green Day. Wow, that really rocked. I really like that. Wow. Called Revolution Radio.
By the way, that song is so hot. I came in here with black sneakers. Now look at them. Huh? Look.
They're red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's kidding, Hope?
You're a clown. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO, 3:44 in the afternoon. I know we are rushing today, but... usually I'm Irish, but today I'm Russian. Ba-dum boom. Yes.
Thank you very much.
And but next week we should be back to some normalcy as we're never normal, without a doubt, but we'll be back to some kind of format, as I should say.
Yeah, hey, so what do you think? Should we cut down to the top 10 instead of the 20?
Why don't you do that?
Let's do that.
Christopher. All right, so we landed on the music wheel, landed on 1987. And why don't you take it away, Christopher? We'll do the top 10. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, we're going to cut down to the top 10. So starting off at number 10 is... can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear it? Okay. Okay, so it's a band called Lavert with Casanova. Of course, Lavert is...
Lavert?
Yeah, you remember...
I remember the song.
I got a case of the Laverts.
Chase Carson will be playing that tonight.
He probably will. I'm sorry, I don't hear the music coming through here, so whatever.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, pot up number two. No, not the headphones. Take auxiliary two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, pal. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm fan of the Lavert.
There you go.
Me and Romeo, just friends.
I could have just sang it for you.
So yeah. His father was in the OJs, by the way.
Yeah.
One of my favorites from that era. John Mellencamp, Paper and Fire. No cherry bomb, but it's a hell of a song.
Very underrated song.
Yeah, great album, too. By the way, coming in number 8, Your Butt Is Wet. I'm sorry, this is the real version. Bad, by the same album name.
Why?
By the late Michael Jackson. He's dead, you know. I'm not sure if you heard the news. Look at you, you look bad. Come on. At number 7, an artist that was huge in the 70s, and even up until today,
the sisters Ann and Nancy.
Who will you run to when it all falls down? I'm going to run to the Wilson twins, sisters.
Yeah, you know, run into the bigger one. You'll have some cushion. At number 6, another artist who is no longer with us. And I'm not heartbroken about that. I can't listen to his catawalling. Whitney Houston.
What is going on with this top 10?
A lot of dead people there. Also, number 5, unfortunately, don't have a clip because you cannot stream his music, is You Got the Look by Prince. Prince, dead. Not dead, but I would like to have a foursome with these three. Bananarama. Not just a name, but a suggestion.
I did date one of the Bananaramas back in the day. Yes, that is a true story.
I remember you had...
Her name was Kim.
You had a huge Bananarama thing going. So, I heard a
That's
rumor.
That's what she said, too.
Well, do you know what movie this is from? I didn't know this. Because it's in parentheses.
I don't know. Karate Kid? I don't know. I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
You may not even remember this movie existed. It was called Disorderlies. Now I remember the movie. It was a bunch of... I think it was the Fat Boys played Orderlies.
Oh, the Fat Boys.
They played Orderlies. And this is...
Wow, and that, that song was in the movie. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get it on Netflix or not.
Or just go on to Pauly B's Porno. And that was in the background.
So this piece of crap is by the piece of crap band called Europe. Carrie, it's not even the final countdown.
That doesn't even make sense. Or did they not even write it until then?
Coming in number 2.
I like Deja better.
Better food? No. Lisa Lisa with Kelp Jam featuring Full Force.
Great song. Great video, too. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, Pauly, when back in the day, did you listen to this on record or CDs?
I just watched the video with the volume off.
Yeah, over my house. That was...
I was lost in babushin.
Coming in at number 1, Pauly, why don't you take this one away?
Yes, number 1 from 1987 was the... the great... Oh, what another great video with Tawny Kitaen. Yes, David Coverdale and White Snake.
Yesterday.
We're going to let this play out. We'll be right back, kids. right, kids. That was David Coverdale with Whitesnake. I don't know how to say that because he had his own career, didn't he?
Well, you know.
If you want to call it that. And that was Here I Go Again from 1987, the number one song of the year in 1987, which is a great song.
Do you know why he got divorced and how he got divorced from Tawny Kitaen?
I don't know, the pitcher for the Cubs?
No, she figured out he wasn't Robert Plant and she left him.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. He wasn't Zeppelin.
Aren't you? What? You're not Robert Plant? No, I'm David Coverdale. I'm in Whitesnake.
Did he talk like that? He had an English accent?
Yes, he did. Well, yeah, he's from England. That's how he fooled Tawny Kitaen. All of a sudden, it's their wedding day. Do you take David?
He's like, no.
Robert? No, it's Robert.
I was in the Yardbirds.
I sang for Deep Purple after the original guy left. They were selling fish and chips on the pier.
Anyways, 3:54 and a half.
Dude, I could do another hour right now.
Of course we could because we just started gearing up. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We have to say our goodbyes now. We don't want to. We have to because it doesn't. I believe there's another show coming in. If not, hey, we'll stay. But anyways, Christopher, would you like to impart your goodbyes?
Yeah, well,
for now.
Bye for now. We got a couple minutes left here. I just want to say a couple things. Number one, I was in Chicago this week. By the way, those damn Cub fans think that they've already won the series.
They're of course
they
do.
They're just acting like they have to check a box. So please tune into the Red Sox today at 4:38. That's where Paulie and I will be doing.
Yes.
And root on your team. We don't want Sunday's game to be Big Poppy's last game. Come on, man. Do it for Poppy. No. Root them on. Good karma to the Red Sox.
Absolutely, bro.
And as I always say, don't hit your mother with a shovel. You'll leave a dull impression on her mind.
Hmm. That's very good advice from the funny man.
That's
thank you very much, Christopher. And I would like to say we're going to take a 166-hour break, as I always do, because, you know, that's what we need to rest up for next week's excitement. Next week, we'll be right back as the Giddy Up and with a special guest that we're not gonna expose right now, but... Trust me, it's going to enhance.
Simmons?
It's going to enhance. No, that would be a bad thing.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It would
be. I'd be out of here.
We
have Gene Simmons.
And as I always say, thank you, boys and girls, for being here and listening. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here. And have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful, except for Sunday. Except for Sunday. That's fine.
And Paulie, before you sign off, I have to do something. I have a surprise for you. Ready?
What?
I'm cracking my knuckles. Guess what I have?
What?
I'm going to do this on the air. I have two tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wow. Look out.
Who's going with me?
I don't know.
Who's sitting across from me?
Cut it out.
You're going! We're going to the Chili Peppers!
There's no way.
Yeah, you're going. I got two tickets. We're going, buddy.
When?
In February.
Oh, in February.
Yeah, I just wanted to... get you all excited. So I got Chili Peppers tickets for me and you, brother.
Oh, my God. Wow. Now, that is a...
I got speechless. I love it.
You can never get me speechless, ever. Wow.
Yeah, don't stand up, all right? You know what I'm saying?
I forget what...
poked in the eye.
Stay busted strong and... wow. That's unbelievable. And I have to say... my apologies to Bozo the Clown. We left him in the green room. Who knows if it's a green room anymore?
It's murder red.
Again, it may be. Oh, my. Wow. That was just, wow. Well, thank you, sir.
I had to do
should
it.
Should I play
sorry.
A Chili Pepper song?
You play whatever you want. You're the maestro.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great long weekend and enjoy every minute of it, you know, and love every minute of it because you never know when it may, you know, not be, you know, the best time of your lives. But God bless everybody in Florida and hopefully everybody got out, you know, or at least survived. We love you guys. Have a great weekend. Oh, my God. Going to the Chili Peppers. Oh. Have a great weekend, everybody.